Miguel already introduced yesterday the country facts and the LATU organization, so I will just focus on the technical area. Well, as we said, LATU is also in charge of all the technical implementation of the plan. We have, for the technical area, 23 young engineers and advanced students from telecom and computer engineering. And we are divided in four departments. We have a department that's projects department, connectivity department, systems, and network support. So now we are going to talk about what each of these departments do and how the different stages that we have in the process of designing the network. So this is the general diagram that we have. This is a typical connectivity scheme. So we have internet access through a DSL modem connected to a school server. We have several access points at the school. Then we have the mesh extending the access point coverage. And then we have point-to-point links to some towers that there are in the town. And there we have other Wi-Fi access points to provide connectivity to other places in the town. So this is like the scheme. So what are the stages in the design? So first, we have the project department that designs and plans everything in a zone, a geographical zone. So they decide how the connectivity is going to be, because in this picture, I said, okay, here we have a DSL modem, but we don't have DSL access everywhere. So when we don't have DSL access, we have to think about other ways to provide internet to the school. So the other ways that we are using now are cellular based, edge and 3G, satellite based, and the other option that we are using is we have a school with DSL, and then in another town 20 kilometers away we don't, and we build a point-to-point link from the first school to the second one. Then, after we plan and we decide which kind of connectivity we are going to have at each school, the connectivity department works on the network implementation. And we have two options here. In some regions, we ourselves, the lab, do the implementation. So we hire the installer that goes to the tower and installs the equipment. And in other regions, we just write a tender, and we try to have more than one supplier working at the same time, because we have a very tight schedule to achieve. So we prefer to have several vendors and suppliers working at the same time. We already tested different technologies in these different places. We have MIMO technology, WiMAX, point-to-point, edge, HSDPA, satellite. Afterwards, the connectivity department works on the optimization of the network. So they first build it, then they control everything, and then they optimize. Well, we have systems department that installs the servers and makes sure that the laptops are set correctly, that they have all the management tools that we need them to have. And then we have the support network department, which has a management and monitoring network tools, and they are checking on the network all the time. So this is a map where you can see the green dots are rural schools. The blue dots are urban schools. And, well, this is our geographical zone. So we have all this information. We have also, well, here we cannot see them, but we have a layer with all the towers that are from the phone company, a cellular company. And we also have here, this is the information regarding the trees. We have here the different species and their average height. So we can calculate the point to points and see if it's reasonable in this pre-design stage to build point to point links or not. We also have information regarding the mountains. Well, we don't have mountains, but well, the elevations of our country. And we use a software to calculate Fresnel zones and calculate the height that we need in the towers to do the links. Well, and afterwards, the project department ends with several of these connectivity diagrams, where you have, for instance, here a school that has the DSL connecting to a tower that connects to a school in another town, and this school in this other town connects to two other schools. And then we have a document that details which equipment this should be, which equipment this should be, and so on, and then all the details that we need to do that, like the project. Then the connectivity department write the tenders. Afterwards, they evaluate the proposals and they assign the zones, or they implement the zones, depends if it's LATU or a third party. Then they have to control and manage all the suppliers. That means also dealing with the public authorizations for the towers, for public towers. And afterwards, when everything is finished, they optimize the coverage. So here are some examples of the towers that we use. So this is a community radio tower. Our equipment is right here. I don't know if you can see it. This is a water tower. We install it like right here, our equipment. And this is an Antel tower. We have our equipment installed like in here. So these are the equipment of the telecommunications company, not ours. But we are using the infrastructure they already have. We are using towers from public and private companies. We are just writing agreements and trying to use everything that's already built. Well, this is an example of a town that was assigned to a supplier for them to install and solve the connectivity. Our requirement is that every children living inside the town has to walk no more than 300 meters to have internet connection. So once they finish with the installation, they install one access point here at the school and one with a sector panel antenna here at this tower. We go with a laptop and a GPS and we walk. Well, we go by car, but we stop at every 50 meters and we take measurements of the signal level. And we divide it in three categories. We have the red dots where it's not sufficient, the yellow dots where you can have access but it's not very good, and the green dots which is good access. So this is just one example. Now, this sector of the town is where there is a set of houses where a lot of children are living there. So that's why it was there was a decision to put here a sector antenna. This is another example with another supplier. Well, then we have the systems department that had to develop some tools. We have servers. Today we have 200 different schools with connectivity working on them. And, well, managing the servers that we have there is it's very complex. So we developed a simple software tool that enables us to update all of them together, or by region, or by the type of connection, if it's cellular, or if it's DSL, or if it's satellite, we can discriminate them, and keep track of what they have. Here, for instance, there's another view of it, and we have that in Colonia. This is a report view, right? In this school, the last time it was updated was this day, and that this school wasn't updated because something happened. So we have to take care and try to see what happened there. The other thing that we developed is a tool to monitor the servers. For instance, the temperature that they had. We had some problems during summer with the temperature. We changed the design of some fans that we had. So we put another extra fan in the cage that we have the server in. But we also are now reading the values of the temperature, and we have different colors. Red is bad and green is good. So, and we also check other stuff of the service. It's trying to see all the information in a report. Then is the network support department. So the network support department is using some open source tools that are available. This is a view of the NASIOS configured for our network. We can see here is one of the regions, Florida, the first one, and here are all the schools in that department, and we can easily see if they are up or down, and we have other views. Like, for instance, you can zoom in or out as much as you want and see all the details and try to see what happened. Here we are focusing on this one that was down, for instance, and try to see what happened. Well, this is another view of NASIOS with information. They also are using other software to monitor special cases. Special cases, for instance, is cellular access. We are using Edge Access, which is an extension of GPRS, which is not very good, usually, and it's giving us some trouble. So we are following it with this software and trying to see, like, well, here on Sunday night, there was a problem. So we can talk to the phone company that sells this service to us and ask them, well, okay, what happened Sunday at 8 o'clock, and try to improve the service. Well, another software that we have, we know the laptops, if the laptop's connected to the internet or not, and when, and which laptop, and through which access point, or if they did it through a mesh. So we can have statistics and know if we have an access point that is being very demanded and we need to put another one, or if the mesh is working appropriately for the internet connection. Well, I think this summarizes what we do. And we have questions. Yes? 42,000. We are delivering 1,300 laptops every day in average.
And what are you getting up to?
At the end of the year, 200,000 at November.
Yeah. This is very fascinating because I'm with 150
25-30, and I'm having a drink. But when I get into this stage, I start getting a little bit concerned. Because, you know, it needs to have an establishment in place, just like a parallel one to a school system where you have the principal and the teacher and the kids and everybody. Here you need to have somebody to set up the network, the telecommunication system. I don't know who's going to do it. And then, you know, when all...
This is already done, right? So I have 200 schools working today.
Who did it for you?
Oh, I wrote a tender, and I had
six offers. Who wrote the check?
Oh, the government.
So you're the government?
Yes, I work for the government, yes.
Good.
That's nice.
My government is, I don't know. I hope they were also right. But then the other question is, you know, when you have these old OLPCs, where do you store them? How is it transported?
I just talked from the technical area. I can talk about the logistics areas, which I'm not in charge of, but I know because they work next office.
So, you know, I want to be educated.
Okay, so logistics is, they have a warehouse. So when the laptops arrive, they are prepared in the warehouse, they are updated, our programs are installed there, and they have a label with the name of the child. They are put in cases that are labeled with the grade and the school where they are going. And then we have an agreement with the post office, with the national post office. So the post office goes there, fills the van, and goes to the school. The machines are delivered to the headmaster delivers to each teacher, and the teachers deliver to the children. And we have a group of volunteers that are present at the school this day or that week to see that everything is okay and to help if they need help.
That's beautiful.
So they call us and they say...
The 25-30 computer that I have, we usually put a picture of the kid. And the kid is very excited. But my stupid question is, what does it all this boils down in terms of the unit cost? writing the check, you know, then going to the top of the tower, all of these things.
Okay, you should ask my boss the...
Who is the boss?
I don't know. I think
you are the boss.
I think it's...
To be honest with you, you know,
yes.
I really want to know if I have to set it up. You know, people ask me,
I think it's very cheap.
Business plan? I said, I don't do business. Mm-hmm. But then they say, okay, if you bring OLPCs, what are the opportunities for creating new jobs? What are those new kinds of jobs? What is...
We have a department that works on that. We have a department that contacts all the software developers, all the small reparation centers in the small cities, that organizes networking with the university and the small enterprises and young people that want to develop, for instance, games or software or whatever, and they're working on that. Creating related jobs with the project. They are also working with the audiovisual community because they are like shooting, animations.
If you have time, we can share. I have created a simulation model where I made 100 laptops as the basic unit.
Mm-hmm.
And in Pakistan, I need at least 16 million. Mm. Which is not a big number, 16. But if I do this, you know, I have to prepare teachers. It means cost.
Sure.
It is the opportunity cost for the teachers.
Well, we have, in Uruguay, we have a structure. Here you have the teachers from Uruguay that are in the education committee. But we have a structure already in place that... takes care of the education of teachers permanently. So now what they are doing is they are switching the activities that they do there.
Mm-hmm.
So the programs were already in place. Now we are switching the content. But yes, of course, you have to train teachers.
Well, as you generate this knowledge, you know, I would be very happy to benefit from it. And I'm very happy to share my model also with you.
Sure.
Which is not realistic, but it's a little bit near reality.
Well, this is reality, so you can come to Uruguay and visit us. We are open to visits for anyone. Yes. Well, we have 20,000 teachers, they say. We have 350,000 children in all the school system.
Do you have specific requirements for the companies that actually build the network, the communication infrastructure, as of the type of equipment or technologies that they are supposed to use? Because in the previous presentation, they talk about the use of narcotic equipment. I'm curious to know what kind of usage you will do with the narcotic. Do you use them for building the backbone link or just for the AP?
Well, we use different kind of access points. And we in the tenders that we write, which are public, I think, I'm not sure if they're in English. They are in the web page in Spanish, that I can assure. It's all the technical specification is detailed, so the minimum things that the equipment has to comply with. From our experience, when we do the solutions ourselves, we work with two kinds of equipment. One is Wavian, which is a big, expensive access point, and the other one is MikroTik, which is much cheaper and configurable in the sense that you can buy different amounts of radios, antennas, different motherboards, and you can just put it together depending on what you need. So it depends on the size of the town, how many children you have, the type of connectivity. For instance, if you are doing the extended DSL connection, then it's very useful MikroTik, because the same box, you have one radio to do the long distance link, then you have one radio to do the connectivity of the school, and probably if the school doesn't have the DSL directly, it's because there aren't many children there, so one radio would be enough. And if it's not, you can put another one. So it depends. If you have a town of, I would say, 1,000 people, then you put maybe one Wavian, and you have all the village with internet. So, and you have only one equipment to maintain. It's nice. So it depends on the case. We also tested other brands and other equipments, but we assign some with other solutions. But when we do them, we prefer these two.
I have two questions for you. One is that the modeling software that you developed, I assume, based on Agios, looks great. So I was wondering, the developments that you made, what license is that under, and can we please get that and localize it?
Yes, I guess you can have them. I'm not sure what kind of license they have. I have to check them.
And secondly is, you know, this is one of the deployments, of course, which is, you know, one of the most advanced. So what kind of reports, resources, you mentioned you've done the evaluation of this different wireless equipment. What information do you have, and how can we get that from you?
So we have a lot of information, really. Send me an email.
So, just to answer that more concretely, your There's other countries that are asking this as well. There will be a site on the wiki. Right now, there's a page which details access points that the laptop will work with, but it does not recommend, so it does not have the results of Borderwise testing, but that would be a natural place to start to try to gather that information. Peru is going through the same process. So we'll try to get that information up on the wiki before. I mean, so CC me when you send him the mail.
I mean, just generally, I mean, okay, the wireless access point is one aspect of that, and what experience you have there, different firmwares, blah, blah, blah. But generally, you know, the evaluation, the monitoring, which as a governmental project must be going on, you know, all the information, of course, that all the different countries can gather is going to be helpful when we're trying to convince decision makers in our respective countries that this is the way to go and that this is a safe choice. I mean, I assume, of course, a lot of that's in Spanish, but we can translate that. So what can we do to try to share that information a bit more widely? Can that go on the OLPC wiki? How can that be done?
We are open to suggestions. I don't know.
I'll email.
Please, I want to ask, in addition to the evaluation of the technical issues that my colleague asked here, I want to ask you, have you evaluated? I want to ask you how much money you spent for this infrastructure, training, and other issue. But are you satisfied that this long process reflected on the quality of education? Do you have some study for this? Thank you.
Yes, there are. I didn't talk about that because I'm in the technical area, but in the educational area is processing all the information about the educational impacts. And there, last month, there was an open... an open call for proposals for evaluators to evaluate different aspects of the plan in the global aspect. And these are on their way. But maybe I don't know if you have a teaching evaluation. It's in process, so we will have it, but yeah. I can talk about the technical evaluation. So. We are in terms of costs. Yes. Yes, they already started observing the activities the children and the teacher do, and there are some preliminary observations, but there's not an impact evaluation study done yet. Regarding the cost in the infrastructure, we are trying to keep it at most 10% of the value of a laptop per children, right? Yes, in average. Yes. So if you have a school that you have 100 children, you will spend at most $1,700. $1,800.
Thank you.